In this latest episode of Gear Blogs Automotive Podcast, I delve into the dynamic landscape of automotive industry. First on the agenda, GM Defense successfully concluded the United Arab Emirates Armed Forces summer trials, achieving certification for their ISV after rigorous evaluation. Shifting gears, the BMW Group makes waves as they embark on the construction of a high-voltage battery assembly plant in Thailand, a strategic move in the pursuit of sustainable electric mobility. In a significant cross-border development, the Ohio-built hydrogen Honda CR-V is set to hit Japanese roads, showcasing advancement in fuel cell technology. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's administration initiates an investigation into the politics and economics behind China's alleged car espionage, raising concerns about the national security in the realm of connected vehicles. Rounding off the episode, an exciting existing partnership emerges in the electric vehicle realm. Ford and Tesla collaborate to provide free supercharger adapters for Ford EV owners, enhancing the charging convenience with access to Tesla's extensive charging networks. Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast delivers a concise and insightful overview of these key developments, keeping automotive enthusiasts abreast of the industry's latest happenings. Now on to the story. Our first story from GM Defense. In a groundbreaking development, General Motors Defense has unveiled its latest innovation, showcasing the GMGD 2024 Infantry Squad Vehicle, or ISV. This cutting-edge platform aims to revolutionize military mobility, providing enhanced agility and protection for troops in the field. With a robust design and advanced features, the GMGD 2024 underscores General Motors' commitment to pushing the boundaries of defense technology. The vehicle's modular architecture allows for versatility in various mission scenarios, emphasizing adaptability on the battlefield. Assembled with precision, the GMGD 2024 signifies a fusion of automotive engineering and military strategy, highlighting the convenience of two distinct domains. General Motors' foray into the defense technology echoes a broader trend of automotive companies diversifying into adjacent sectors, leveraging their expertise for social advancements. The unveiling of the GMGD 2024 marks a significant stride in the evolution of military vehicles, embodying a synergy between innovation and national security. Stay tuned for further updates on this pivotal development, reshaping the landscape of military technologies. So what do you guys think about this announcement from GM Defense of next generation of military vehicles and what it could offer? It'd be interesting to see. And that kind of actually brings me back to an old story, because there's talks of, I guess, going electric vehicles out in the battlefield, but then again, like here, if you're familiar with the Bradley M1A military tank, essentially has for a power plant a turbine engine. And from what I've been told, it can basically run on any type of fuel, be it jet fuel, gasoline, diesel, whatever. You could throw whatever type of fuels at it in the battlefield and it'll run. So makes me wondering if possibly there's a future for turbine engines for the smaller military vehicles in the field. Food for thought. Let me know what you guys think. And keep in mind, this is some of the technology that's been around. At the Peterson Auto Museum, there's a Chrysler product. A vehicle that's a turbine engine, and from what I was told, from a couple of video promotions about this particular vehicle that you could just about run on anything. At one time when it was in France, they ran it in Chanel perfume. Go figure on that one. But, yeah, it's interesting. So let's move on to the next story. And our second story is obviously from the BMW Group. In a significant move, the BMW Group has initiated the construction of a high-voltage battery assembly plant in Rayong, Thailand, marking a groundbreaking venture into the region's electric future. The facility unveiled just 4 days ago underscores BMW's commitment to sustainable mobility by localizing the production of high-voltage batteries for plug-in hybrid vehicles. This strategic endeavor aligns with BMW's previous milestones in Thailand, where the company has been actively involved in the localization of high-voltage battery production since 2018. The construction of this site of the state-of-the-art assembly plant solidifies BMW's position as a key player in the global shift towards electrification. This new news resonates with the broader trend of automotive giants investing in local battery manufacturing, emphasizing the pivotal role of Thailand in its evolving landscape of electric mobility. Stay tuned for further updates as BMW accelerates its electrification efforts, setting new benchmarks in the automotive industry. So, yeah, there you go. Obviously, you think BMW is hoping to capitalize on a EV market in the Southeast China region, or you think the batteries produced will be earmarked worldwide for other customer supply and demand need regions? Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Move on to our next story. The third story is from Honda. Honda has unveiled its hydrogen fuel cell CRV-EFC-EV, proudly manufactured in Ohio, USA. This innovative vehicle is set to make waves as it embarks on a journey from the U.S. to Japan, a rare reverse export scenario for the automotive industry. The Ohio-built CRV presented at a Tokyo trade show promises to redefine sustainability mobility with its cutting-edge hydrogen technology. With plans to commence sales in both the U.S. and Japan, Honda aims to bring the benefits of hydrogen power to a global audience. This move aligns with Honda's commitment to electrification. Showcasing the versatility of fuel cell technology in the popular CRV model, the collaboration between Honda and General Motors has produced a fuel cell system that propels the CRV EFC-EV, making a significant step towards a greener automotive future. As the U.S. prepares to ship this hydrogen-powered marvel to Japan, stay tuned for further updates on the evolving landscape of the eco-friendly vehicles. So that's interesting that Honda wants to make a commitment of hydrogen-powered vehicles here in the U.S. My only concern, and like I've said in past podcasts, is the supplier for hydrogen. Shell Motor Oil, here, at least announced here in California anyway, that it was shutting down its stations that offered hydrogen, were shutting down. So don't see how foreseeable that's going to be happening for sales of the vehicle, or how well widespread it'll be accepted. So, yeah, comment down below. Is hydrogen available in your area? Let's try to gather up as much data as we can, and maybe I can do a story about that where I can pinpoint, if somebody's looking for to purchase hydrogen in the area, whereabouts in the United States can they find it? And let's try to make like a virtual online pushpin map of locations. I think it'd be kind of fun as you as the audience and me as the show host. Maybe we can collaborate in a way, like a project like this. Yeah, let me know your thoughts. Moving on to our next story. Our next story here shows, obviously, about Joe Biden's initiating an investigation into China and potential, we'll get into it. In a recent move, the White House initiated a probe into potential national security risks associated with the connected car, citing concerns about espionage. The probe unveiled by President Joe Biden focuses on the vulnerability posed by these connected vehicles, creating a new avenue for espionage. The investigation raises questions about the intersection of politics and economics in the automotive industry, particularly in the context of U.S.-China relations, with connected, quote, cars becoming integral to modern transportation. The probe underscores the need to safeguard national security in an era of evolving technical landscape. The automotive sector now finds itself at the crossroads of diplomacy and technology, navigating the delicate balance between innovation and security. As the probe unfolds, it promises to reshape the dynamics of international trade and cooperation in the automotive realm. Stay tuned for further developments on this intriguing intersection of geopolitics and the automotive world. Well, my concern on that is, yeah, we're worried about, you know, we basically outlaw one particular brand of cell phone because of their alleged, alleged spyware indications. Now, you start bringing in, connected vehicles, that's a whole new can of worms. But to the manufacturers who are offering these cars, these connected cars in the future, it just brings up, is this now a business opportunity for some software developers to develop a antivirus VPN system for connected vehicles? Is there a potential business opportunity for that? Let me know what your thoughts are. Is it unheard of? Yeah, let's hear what your guys' thoughts in the comments below. On to our next story. Our last story is from Ford and Tesla. Ford has announced that its electric vehicle drivers will receive a free adapters to access Tesla's superchargers. This strategic partnership aims to expand charging options for Ford EV owners, granting them access to Tesla's extensive supercharger network comprising of over 15,000 charging stations across the U.S. and Canada. Ford customers can reserve these adapters at no cost, offering a significant boost to the convenience and accessibility of charging infrastructure. The initiative reflects a collaborative effort within the evolving landscape of electric mobility as automakers seek innovative solutions to enhance EV experience. While this partnership aligns with the broader industry trend of interoperability, it also marks a unique moment where traditional competitors collaborate for the benefit of their respective customers. As the demand for electric vehicles continues to surge, such initiatives contribute to the development of a more interconnected and user-friendly charging ecosystem. Definitely makes sense. And then again, I'm surprised that there isn't a SAE standard for charging vehicles at this point. Obviously, the plug adapter types that the different manufacturers are using plays a part. You know, like for internal combustion engines, there was just a simple standard for filling, refilling your tank up. So you didn't need any special tools or special nozzles to top off your fuel tank. But with electric, it's a hit or miss of what you're going to get. So, yeah. What do you think? Comment on what you guys do. So, yeah. Let me know what you guys are thoughts on today's five stories from GM Defense successfully concluding their United Arab Emirates Armed Forces summer trials to BMW's groups embark on the construction of a high-voltage battery assembly plant in Thailand to the Ohio-built hydrogen Honda CR-V that's set to hit the Japanese shores shortly to Joe Biden's administration initiating an investigation into the politics and economics behind China's alleged espionage, you know, ring. And obviously Ford and Tesla collaborating to provide free supercharger adapters for Ford EV owners to be able to take advantage of, you know, Tesla's vast supercharging station network of over 15,000 vehicles. So yeah, let me know what you guys think. And if you're new here, please consider following this podcast, you know, hitting that like button, leaving a comment, and sharing it out among your friends would really help this podcast out with the algorithms and hopefully promotion of this podcast so we can have more listeners listening in. I would really appreciate that. So thank you. You made it this far, and see you next time. Also, if you're also new here, I release this podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And so far, I've been pretty good in getting ahead of on my upload schedules for that. So that's a plus. All right. Have a good one, and see you on the next episode.